interview with Dennis Damiano, the dude.
The king.
Right. We finished off on the last tape, Would You Marry an English Woman? You expressed your views on that.
Yeah.
Continuing from there, which I can't seem to find the next. Would you prefer your daughter or son to get married with a Cypriot born in Cyprus or with an English Cypriot born in England?
English Cypriot born in England.
Il y a des
νομίζεις ότι... Εγώ νομίζω διαφορά ο κόσμος στην Κύπρο έχει διαφορά στον κόσμο στην Αγγλία. Έχει διαφορά, τέλος να πω. The ways are different. We don't get on as much. I think that αν η κόρη μου να παντρευτεί σε έναν Κυπρέον που είναι Αγγλία, επειδή η ζωή στην Αγγλία είναι διαφορετική από την Κύπρο. Έχει διαφορά.
Σαν τι, παίρνει διαφορές.
Ο κόσμος. Στην Κύπρο ο κόσμος θέλει να πει να που θέλει να πει in laid back, more relaxed.
Πού?
Στην Κύπρο.
Yeah.
Τα μέσα σκέφτονται τούτον τσίνον. Έχει διαφορά.
Σαν, ας πούμε, η νεολαία τσι μέσα.
Δεν ξέρουν τίποτε. Δεν ξέρουν ότι οι παπάς μας και εμείς δουλεύουμε σκυλά να πάνουμε στην Κύπρο. And very narrow-minded.
Yeah. Yeah.
Και που έρχονται τα μέσα, θέλουμε τους να τους δείξουμε, να τους μάχουν. Πάνουμε για μέσα οι πολλοί σαν το σύλλους. Yeah. Έχουν μάμα.
Sorry.
Έχουν μάμα.
Έχουν
μάμα.
So you basically, after all that, Danny, you basically prefer your daughter to marry
an English Cypriot from over here.
Yeah. I mean, do you think it won't work? I mean, if she fell in love with a Cypriot from over there, you wouldn't.
I wouldn't stop it.
Yeah.
Now, I don't really sort of athrobo na evro talos, you know, talosine athrobos.
Yeah. Αλλά σαν προτιμάς...
Προτιμώ να είναι έναν που είδα μέσα.
Have you ever been discriminated against and do you consider yourself an immigrant? I mean, they're two questions really, but I mean, have you ever been discriminated against?
What are you talking about, racism?
Racial, sexual...
Yeah, I've had it all.
Have you?
Yeah, I've had racist discrimination.
Like what? I mean, give us an example of a time when you've been racially...
We're playing football when I was younger. Something had happened and... ...να μου πει ο Εγγλέζος, ένας μεγάλος Εγγλέζος.
Δάσκαλος?
Εσύ και δάσκαλοι που κάνουν έτσι, αλλά να μου... You gypsies, go back to your own country. Εγώ είμαι μητσής, σκέφτομαι να μου είναι gypsy. Μα είναι ο σπίτι μου, αλλά μου ο τσίψι. Ύστερα βρίσκομαι να μου, α, μου τσίψι λάβος. Τι γίναμε. Αλλά εσύ και δασκάλους, αλλά οι δασκάλοι δεν θέλουν να δείξουν ότι δεν μας θέλουν. Επειδή αν το δείξουν, τελείωσε η δουλειά τους, κανένας.
Yeah, they get in trouble, don't they?
Και εσύ πολλούς που...
Very subtle.
Very subtle way of showing it. Και νευριάζεις επειδή...
You can see it, but you can't prove it.
Exactly.
Yeah.
Έχει πολλές φορές που πιάμαστε τα νεύρα με τους δασκάλους και μέσα.
So racially you have been discriminated?
Ναι.
How about now?
Now, είμαι racially discriminated, επειδή δεν έχει κανένα που έρχεται πάνω μου να μου πει είσαι πελόκυπρος. Because ξέρει το, and now there. Είναι έχει πολλούς που κάνουν έτσι. Οι πολλοί έρχονται και λαλούν στο σάλι. Να σου το πούν, να σου το πούν και είναι να νομίζουν ότι δεν το γνώρισες σαν discrimination. Και ξέρεις το και σκέφτεσαι το και εσείς το πάσταρτος τώρα νομίζει ότι δεν καταλαβαίνουν να μπουλάνε. Because είναι σαν τους cowards. Δεν θέλουν να μπουν να μπουν. Να το πούν να μην ξέρεις κανένας.
Τι πράγματα σου λέω τώρα.
Τώρα να μπουν να σου πούν να... Δεν μπορώ να σου Bloody Greeks, I think I own a place in that. Jack Akuna Yelun, only joking, only joking.
Not you.
Not you.
I didn't mean you.
No, I didn't mean you.
They always say that, Greeks, and then they say, not you, you're different.
You're different. No, I'm not, I'm bloody the same, mate.
You said to me, you're different. You're not Greek. Because, what is it, said to me, you're not typical Greek, you know, because you study. Said to me, you study.
No, bloody Greeks don't study, you know what
so
I mean?
They say it very subtly.
Yeah, they do feel
back to me. Do you consider yourself as an immigrant?
Yeah.
You do?
I'd like to be considered as an immigrant. I would not like to be considered as a citizen of this country.
Well, why not? You're born here. You have the right to be in this country. Just
yeah, I've got the right to be in this country, but whenever someone says to me, where are you from? I say, I'm from Cyprus. I was born here.
Yeah.
But I'm from my parents are from Cyprus. What I'm trying to say is I'm an English citizen. I was born here, and I can appreciate that, right? But due to people who are racist against me, I'm not proud of being born here. I'm not over the moon and saying yeah I'm a British citizen. You know what I mean? I'm trying
to
be known as a Greek and a Cypriot.
Yeah.
And I like it when a stupid English bloke says to me, you're a Cypriot. I like that because at least he knows I'm a Cypriot, you know what I mean? And I know that he's an Englishman.
Yeah, but that doesn't necessarily mean you're an immigrant.
No, it depends how you define it.
I mean, an immigrant means that you are... it depends how you... it's personal, really, if you belong in this country.
No, I've got the right to stay here.
Do you feel as though you belong in this country?
Because I was born here.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I mean, you don't feel as though... I mean, you might, but do you feel as though you shouldn't be here?
No. I was born here, and my life is here, so I don't feel that I shouldn't be here.
Yeah.
I feel comfortable here, you know what I mean?
Yeah. How about when you go to Cyprus, though? Do you feel comfortable there?
Well, the thing is, you get stick from people in England, right, for calling you a stupid Greek or whatever, right? Then you go over there and they call you Bello Inglesu.
Mm.
You get it both ways. Either you're Chadloon or you're bloody Stavros from over here. So you get it both ways.
Mm.
But the thing is, I haven't been to Cyprus for a long time and I don't know Cyprus.
Yeah.
I can't say much about Cyprus.
No, I think they think we're traitors or something.
Because we went over there.
Well, maybe they get the impression that we're traitors, that we're the ones who left the country while
they're fighting when they need them.
Maybe that's why they treat us horribly. Well, I'm not saying they all do, but they treat us with contempt, don't they? Really, they treat us. They try and hurt us.
I suppose you're right. It could be.
I mean, like that time when that guy who I was coming home from the airport. From Cyprus, we were coming here, and this guy come with us.
Mm.
And when he passed through
customs,
they checked him, the Greeks, the Cypriots there. And while they checked him, the police, they took his passport without him knowing. And then they let him go, and then afterwards they called him back, and they said, where's your passport? Yes, it's on me now. And they said, and the guy started panicking. Oh my God, he was looking at me, have I seen my passport? And the policeman said, come over into the room. And the guy was crapping himself. And it turned out that they were joking, and they only did it. And they said to him, you know, they pushed on Glens, or you had to get him into the street, and all this thing. So So they were really being, that's what I call discrimination, man.
Damn right.
That is what I call discrimination. If an English person did that in here, they could take them to court.
Yeah, but they couldn't do shit to them over there.
Blimey.
The police are like that as well.
When your parents speak English with a Cypriot accent, are you embarrassed?
Sometimes I am, yeah.
Like when? Give an example.
When they're talking to someone who's English and they're trying to explain something, sometimes I feel sorry for the. Sometimes you feel a bit embarrassed because the Englishman don't know one shit about what your mum's saying. She's saying something, right? And some of them they try their best to understand, right? And they're like, in a way you laugh because you know. I mean, I never feel ashamed.
Yeah.
Never feel ashamed because that's you know. Yeah. What I mean? But sometimes you ever laugh, you feel embarrassed, yeah. Especially on the phone when you're trying to speak to a teacher or something.
Oh yeah.
Yeah. You know, that is not here at home.
Embarrassed, but never ashamed.
Yeah, embarrassed. Yeah. Embarrassed is a different thing.
Yeah. Yeah. I wish you're not ashamed of it. I mean, I used to be ashamed of it. That's when you're young, you don't understand.
Yeah, we all go through that stage, don't we?
See,
we all go through it.
What do you think about Cypriot people, like Cypriots from in here and Cypriots from England? I mean, Cypriots in here, what do you think about them? What are their rights, their wrongs, the good, the bad? What do you think? Pew, Danny. Wake me up.
You know what I mean?
Go on, let me finish.
Cypriots from England, I think they're more open-minded. I think this
what do you mean?
I think because they've experienced the life in the Western country, they can relate to different things and they're a bit more open-minded, even though they don't agree. Shout, I'm buzzing. Even though they don't agree with a lot of the English customs, some of them they can appreciate. All right. Mm. At least they appreciate them. Even though they don't agree with them, I don't mind. You know what I mean? So they're more open-minded. But in Cyprus, that they've got one view, and they've got one view alone, and that's what they go by.
So you think English Greeks from in here are a bit more open-minded than in there?
Exactly, yeah.
Because in here there's lots of cultures, isn't
exactly,
there?
Exactly, so they relate to different cultures.
Yeah, certainly.
Over there it's one culture full stop.
What do you think about the people in general?
Over here?
Oh, do you think in here people are bombarded with money all the time? Do you find that? Cypriots are really materialistic people.
There's a massive emphasis on money in England. I think
it's even more in Cyprus. Mind you haven't been recently, so you can't really say.
I don't know at all.
I thought that we were much more materialistic in here, but I think Cyprus is 10 times more materialistic in there, because Cyprus is small, the people know each other, therefore competition with each other is great. In here, who are you going to compete with? The Inglesers? Or the Inglesers doesn't give a shit what you buy.
Exactly.
I think competition is less. Although we have competition in here, the best dress, the best car. But in there, I think it's getting very bad.
Well, I haven't been there, so
yeah,
I don't know.
What do you think about English people?
What do I think about English people? Basically, when I'm stereotyping, I've got a couple of English friends, like just people I know, and they're really nice people, right? But when I'm stereotyping, I think that they're the most selfish and arrogant people, type of race I've come across. They are very narrow-minded, and have a very snobby sense. They don't want to know about another culture. They believe their culture is right, and they, you know, that's it.
Yeah.
You know what I mean? And they look down at people so much. If you can't speak English, you're known as stupid.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah, I agree with you totally.
If you can't speak English, he can't speak English.
The
he's
poor
stupid.
Thing.
Exactly.
Yeah, treated like
a shit, but they're very two-faced people.
So you don't think that English people are superior to Cypriot people?
Stuff that.
Yeah.
The two-faced people were saying is that...
They try to make themselves superior.
They try.
But I think they fail. I think they desperately fail. That's why they
And one thing that's, really one thing that's pissing them off, I reckon, is because their culture is slowly getting worse. They have no culture.
Yeah, that's right. They're losing their culture.
They've got all these
now.
Rich cultures coming in from various continents. Which
that's right. You've got the Italians who are really rich in culture. You've
blacks.
Got the French who are very rich in culture. You've got black, African, Caribbean, rich, Cypriots, Asians. They've all got traditions. They know where they come from. They know where... In England, they don't know who
nothing.
They are, who their ancestors are,
nothing
who the fuck
all.
They are. They don't give a shit, and that's what they even know that. And shit like architecture, little stupid like Prince Charles was going on about architecture, how they're losing their heritage and everything.
Mm-hmm.
That's just a cover up because that's not what they're losing everything, not just their architecture and their houses
they're
and their. That's just nothing compared to what they're losing.
They're losing their traditions, mate.
So, especially and that's
only recently they realised that, haven't they?
I think so. I think they've always realised it, but it's only recently now
they're doing something about it.
They're actually getting worried because they have to do something about it now. Because at one stage there was more English people than Cypriot people and other, whereas now is the balance.
Nice.
There's a lot of other nationalities. So there isn't a superior being.
Especially in London.
What do you like in London? What do you like about being in London?
I like the busy atmosphere. There's a variety of goods to buy. There's a variety of places to go. There's a variety of races to get to know.
Mm.
You get involved with different people, different races, so you learn different things. You become richer in
knowledge.
You know what I mean? If you go up some place like Scotland or say, you're gonna learn nothing.
Yeah.
You know what I'm saying, Drew?
Totally, I know what I mean, man.
Shut up, you've been talking a lot today.
Whoa.
Go on now, dude.
So you're saying that London's much more kind of rich in culture and
definitely.
Places like that.
Yeah, of course.
Yeah. One more question. Have you ever felt pressure from some family members to speak more of one language than another?
No. Funnily enough, I don't think so. If I'm talking to my dad and I'll be trying to talk to him in Greek and I say something in Greek that's not right, my mum might butt in and say, to try and correct me.
Mm.
But there's never been a big pressure to try and speak one language.
Yeah,
language.
Always says, Miladeliniga.
Sometimes they say that. But I mean, I don't take it as a real pressure. That was them, when I was, Miladeliniga, I'm not going to have a little
engineer.
Yeah, I know what you mean. Sometimes.
I reckon. There is a pressure with them, and we don't take it seriously.
Yeah, I think that's what,
Because that feels sorry for him in a way.
It's subtle, isn't it?
But you can't help it. You can't say something, when you say something in English, it sounds totally different in Greek, I think.
There's a different meaning to it, isn't it? Context, yeah.
Like, if there's a joke on television, yeah?
Mm.
And it's in English, and you laugh, and Yaya says, no, Weeben, by the time you try and explain the joke to Yaya in Greek, it doesn't mean anything.
You'll be sitting there, huh?
But I think there is pressure.
There is a view, there's a point there.
Mm.
It's just
and I'm glad in a way there's pressure, because then you do speak it more. I mean, if Mum and Dad spoke to us all the time in English, yeah?
Of
course. Mum never speaks to us in English, Dad never speaks to us, only a little bit, how are you, and all this, sometimes when we go to deep discussions. But I think if there wasn't that pressure, we wouldn't have been forced from young to speak. We would have been just an all-speaking family, English family. I don't like that.
No, man, you've got to keep...
I don't like it when families just speak English and that's it. I think language is a rich source The more languages that you know, the richer you are.
The richer
person you are, I think. I really wish I'd learned more, done more German and...
Nice bit of French.
French and... all that. Are there any differences between different members of the family in language?
What do you mean by any differences?
Well, like, I, for one...
Talk differently to
I you. Speak differently. Yeah, I don't like Greek.
Of course, yeah. There's a difference in why you talk...
Yeah,
I love people for Kadiga. Or
mum.
Again, mum... Yeah, speaks a richer type of Greek, right? And then mum speaks...
Yeah, mum speaks.
Get the knives out.
Get a spliff out, man.
Then mum speaks a type of Greek which is not as rich. Then again, you speak a type of Greek which is not as rich as mum's.
Blimey! Can you repeat that?
It goes down the table. See what I mean? Your Greek isn't as rich as mum's.
I know.
And half of the words that Yaya knows, mum don't know.
Yeah.
You understand what I'm saying?
So you're saying slowly as the generation goes, it gets weaker.
Well, I think... Because
I think...
nothing beats living in the country.
What?
Nothing beats living in that country.
Yeah.
You know what I mean?
Yeah.
Nothing beats it, you know what I mean?
Yeah, but look how George, Barry and Gigi, all our cousins, how they all live over there and all they speak is English. Alright, they were born in here.
Yeah.
And they've been in there for over 7, 8 years, 9 years, more than that. Much more than that. And they still speak English. Still, and they mix with English Greek people. They hardly ever mix with Greek people. It's really weird how that happened.
It is weird, isn't it?
Okay, well let's finish it there then. Thank you, Danny.
Bye!